The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
But it is a Monday. We can all tell it's a Monday from the scowl you have on your face. But it's okay. That's what we're here for. We're here to, I guess, alleviate some of that tension, that built-up frustration that you have, the fact that it is a Monday. And we do that by venting with what we like to call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single Monday with something that we're just frustrated with, something that grinds our gears, that really just
drives you crazy.
Right?
Yeah, we just sometimes need to get it off our chest, and when we do, then we feel better, and then we go about our day.
You got, if you have anything you'd like to add to the list, 312-946-4995 is both our phone line and our text line for you to get in. Do either of you guys have something you want to start off, kick things off by adding to the list?
Oh, do I?
Oh,
Kyle.
Wow, okay. Fresh out of the gate with a good one,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, that oh, do I was very weighted.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The world's largest Culver's is added to the list.
What?
Okay, Why? Guys. This weekend, Haley and I took a trip up to Wisconsin. Great time. Saw the world's largest Culver's. Knew we had to stop there for dinner.
Cool.
Let me tell you this. When you think the world's largest Culver's, you're thinking this big, grand place. You know, something that's going to blow your mind. This was basically the size of 1.5 Culver's. So not even that big.
What?
It wasn't big?
There was not even a t-shirt I could buy that said world's largest Culver's, which already ticked me off because I would have worn that today.
No merch.
And then...
That's crazy. They should have merch.
They should have merch.
The food was not good. And I love Culver's. I am a Culver's defender.
Culver's is great.
One of my favorite underrated fast food spots. It was the worst Culver's experience I've ever had.
Really?
And if you're the world's largest Culver's, you better be the world's best Culver's as well. It's added to the list.
So they just threw out the world's largest and it didn't even really mean
that big.
Anything.
They're phoning it in. It's like if we ever became number one and then stopped trying, which is kind of hard for us because we don't even try that much to begin with.
Yeah, it is true. If you're going to claim to be the world's largest Culver's,
you should be big.
You should be at least be the size of like a super Walmart.
You know what they say. Go big or go home.
Exactly.
That's do what they say. And maybe you need to go home, Culver's, and come back when you're big enough, okay? 312-946-4995. That's what we're talking about when you add things to the list. Kyle went to the Culver's. It wasn't happy. Well, it didn't hit the spot for him.
No, Culver's is on the list.
World's
largest Culver's.
I love Culver's. World's largest Culver's.
Okay, so just that Culver's. Specific Culver's.
Okay, the one in Wisconsin.
Melissa, you got anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
I got a biggie.
All right, so do I. So when we come back, Melissa and I will add to the list. And again, if you want to add to it, 312-946-4995. We're adding things to the list. We're adding things to the list. Things that grind our gears that really frustrate us. Because, you know, it's a Monday and that's just what we tend to do. You know, it's therapeutic in a way.
It is. Just to get things off your chest, it feels so good. Then I feel better personally because I can go about my day and
right.
I just have one less thing weighing on me.
Kyle was in Wisconsin over the weekend. He added the world's largest Culver's to the list.
Which
not Culver's.
Isn't even large.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it's just the size of like 1.5 Culver's. It's not even that much bigger. So, yeah, not all Culver's, just the world's largest Culver's is added to the list for him. The thing I am adding to the list this week, basketball movies. Whenever basketball and Hollywood mix, they always tend to do the same trope at the end.
Okay.
When it comes down to the last second shot.
Oh, yeah, totally. It does. You know the ending.
The thing that really bothers me is that in the movies, when they take the final shot, the ball will always go through the hoop right before the clock hits zero.
Right, right before the buzzer.
That's not that dramatic.
Yeah.
The thing in basketball is you just have to have the ball out of your hand when you take the shot to get into the hoop. Okay, so
The fact that the ball goes through the hoop before the clock strikes zero is so dumb. It just tells me that the people who made the movie know nothing about basketball. And it is March. So now we really need to be all in on basketball.
Did this come from something from this weekend for you?
Yeah, well, I was watching...
Were you watching Hoosiers?
Yeah, you know how I do every year when March hits.
Yeah.
I watch Hoosiers,
yeah.
Air Bud, all of the basketball classics. Rest in peace, Gene Hackman. But, you know, like that, it just annoys me. And it's just like one of those... like tropes in movies that just really bother me as a sports fan.
It grinds your gears.
It grinds my gears.
I know it does.
Basketball movies, you're going on the list. Kyle, do we have any text messages?
We got a lot of good ones. A 219 texter here. Turning signals in Chicago simply mean to other drivers to speed up and not let you over, so they're adding those to the list.
Oh, yeah.
Rude.
when the speed limit is 50 and the cars in front of you are going 35 miles per hour, adding it to the list.
Come on.
And my favorite one from the 815 texter, the time change. It should be illegal. We're adding it to the list.
It's rude.
I actually love it, though, because we get the extra hour of...
No,
we lose
don't.
An hour of sleep.
We lost an hour of sleep.
We lost an hour of sleep, but we get the extra hour of daylight, which
yeah,
I'm all for.
That's... Well, okay, that part's true.
All right, Mel, what are you adding to the list?
Okay, here's what I'm adding to the list. It's almost spring, and I cannot wait for the trees to bloom. Thinking about it last night, and then yesterday, I enjoyed the day so much. It was beautiful. Here's what I'm adding to the list. I come into work and I talk about loving the weather that we're going to have today. And my coworker tells me I am going to jinx the weather today.
We are going to jinx the weather.
Even though it's 5 hours away before it's going to be into the mid-60s.
Wait a minute.
Interesting.
Wait a minute.
So are we adding specifically a coworker to the list?
Yeah,
we're adding
one second.
A coworker to the list today.
Wait a minute.
Because he is squashing my happiness today.
You know what? I thought it was April showers, not March showers from somebody crying in the studio.
Yeah.
Did I just get added to the list?
Oh, Austin's added to the list because he doesn't enjoy good weather when I'm happy about it.
Why? I don't like this at all.
It's on the list.
On the list.
All right. Just wait till next week. You're lucky I went first this week.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.